At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Great Connect podcast. I'm Carrie Allen, your host and founder of The Human Array. And today I am so excited because we have something totally new and different for you. Today I am joined by most of the Human Array team because it's really important to talk about what living holistically really means and what better way to do that than to bring the team that lives it, breathes it, and is creating better ways to do it for you in this conversation. So today I am introducing you to the team and we're going to have a great conversation because we always have great conversations and we decided it was time that you experience that as well. So I'm going to pass it around first to have each person introduce themselves. And over the course of this type of episode on the Great Connect, you'll get a chance to know them much better because we have a feeling this is just the start of something new. So first, I will pass it to Christina Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Christina here from the Human Array. I've been with the team for a little over a year, and I am a creative consultant and coach and work primarily on partnerships at the Human Array.
Hey. All right, Jeanette.
Hey, I'm Jeanette. I do branding and design, and I'm also a mom of two, and just generally excited to have this conversation. I've been asking for this podcast thing forever to do the team one. So psyched.
All right, Amanda.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda Johnson. I do member support at the Human Array. So working with our practitioners to help them feel comfortable on our platform. I'm also a mom of two and I'm a coach as well. I do a lot of work with energy and emotions. So I'm very excited about this conversation.
Yay. And Erin.
Hi, my name is Erin Barclay, and I am handling marketing and PR for the Human Array. I actually just joined the team. I think I'm the newest besides Evelyn. So I've only been about a little over a month, and I'm kind of obsessed with the group. I love being all the things that we're talking about and all the things. I feel like I'm in a space with all my people, especially in the holistic space, because it's definitely one of those hard to find spaces. I'm a mom of three, two in college and one in high school. So pray for me. But other than that, I am so excited to be here.
Amazing. All right. So today we decided to kick off this first conversation by talking about holistic health in general. One, because everybody has a different experience and even definition of what does holistic health mean for them, and how we're navigating living holistically in this beautifully modern world in which we live, because it is not easy. And we have conversations all the time to support each other in living this way and attempting to live this way some days. So first, I thought we'd jump into what does holistic health, holistic mindset, what does that really mean for each of us? And, I think it's a little bit more than yoga and smoothies or turmeric shots or things like that. What does
but
it
love
mean?
Those.
Oh, yeah, I know. Nothing wrong with those. Those are part of it. Right? Oh, all that and. Well, Jeanette, jump in first. What does it mean?
I love all of those things. But also, I've been trying mainly to like integrate just living a more like whole body experience as far as health. Because, you know, before, I guess the before times when you didn't talk about your mental health and you didn't think your diet was important seemed like so chaotic to me. And that was, I mean, for me, that was like, I guess high school, but still like a terrible acne and just like ups and downs and all of that. And it's just like, everything matters. Also, don't get too hung up because then your mental health will decline, right? So
yes.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, and just trying to integrate all the things that you learn, because there's just like so much that you can do. And that's the part that takes me the longest.
Yeah, integration. Does anybody else want to jump in?
I'll jump.
I can. Oh, oh, go ahead, Amanda.
I'll be quick. I have a similar, I think, definition, which has me thinking of everything as a system. Like my entire body is a system. I live within a system. Like this team is a system. And so it helps me to understand, like, if I pull one lever over here, I change one thing over here, like that there will be some sort of effect on the entire system. And I think that is a lens that helps me to make decisions about, certainly, like you heard me say, I'm really big in like the emotional energetic space when I'm doing work with myself or other people that I'm working with. But even when it comes to like products that you might use or foods that you might choose, right? Like just, again, to Jeanette's point, not going too crazy because we can drive ourselves insane, but just remembering that it is like this whole system. And I feel like a lot of what the world probably still currently is, maybe, and I hope that's changing, is that we're just very siloed. And even like the way that we look at our body or our health functions that way. So I try to have a different perspective and make decisions based off of that.
Yeah.
I love that. I like the, just like create, like saying system, I think just understands that everything is connected. Like, and I think for me, I mean, quick background, 19 years ago, which I just calculated in my head, which is just crazy to me. 19 years ago, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. And I think very quickly, I had to understand how my body was reacting, how my soul was reacting, how my mind was reacting, because I had to like not control it, but understand it, because there was a very physical impact to everything I was putting in my body, everything I was telling myself. And so I think for me, it was that understanding part, like to take a pause, to take a moment, to not just rush through things, be intentional about not just physical health, like intentional about understanding what I'm saying to myself, what is surrounding me, what I'm putting in my body. And I think starting there, you really start to just observe, like you have a really rough day, and you, at the end of the day, how do you feel? Taking that pause and just looking at your whole system, how does it feel? Versus like, for me, like I would have inflammation and it was very physical, but I didn't do anything physical to cause that physical reaction. And it was actually me maybe stressing out a little bit too much, also being in the sun too long. Like there was all of these things that went into it. And I think it was just a moment, and it took a while, a long time to like really put all the pieces together. And I'm still putting those pieces together. And I think that's why this group is so amazing, because I think we all have learned different pieces. And if we get more people talking about what holistic health means, because I think you hear that and you're like, whoa, like what is it? It just actually means like taking a second and like understanding like day to day, observing day to day, all these things. And it could be looking at the ingredients in the back of a package, or it could be looking at how you feel after a certain conversation. Like there's just many things that are all connected. And I think once you understand that it's connected, then you're looking at every part versus just one piece of the puzzle.
Love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to.
I think that was where I got.
Story.
Yeah, I think that's where I got the most stressed out in the beginning, was understanding what holistic was. I was thinking I'm only eating granola and living on the land. That's what I literally thought that's what it meant at the beginning, is I had to give up everything that was great. Yeah. But then I adopted the idea that it was a clean mind, body, and diet. Clean of anything I could try to just try as best I could, because you can't always get into the crevice of everything, but I just wanted it to be cleaner than what I had before. So anything in my mind, try to clean out, anything in my body that I was putting in it, but also anything in my diet, just to try to change the food. I feel like that helped me simplify it, because I really wanted to not make it so complicated and not make, I'm not a rule follower very well. So I was feeling like I had to have like a set guideline, but this is like, you know, I think we've joked about it a couple times in the group. I'm like, I can still have an Oreo, but I'm not going to tell anybody. So that kind of thing is where I felt a little freedom. But then once I kind of just was more choosy and deciding that that actually, same with Christina, it matters. It matters. Because if your mind's not clean, whew, your body's definitely not. And it feels, I was feeling it in my back. I was feeling it in my knee, like everywhere, just because I was stressed in certain ways. And then you can always tell the diet after a, you know, cheat day or a cheat weekend, you can, or a vacation, you feel like you need to cleanse from it. And you're like, okay, but it was really fun, but I got to get back. So that's where I kind of adopted that, like what it truly meant to me is just giving myself space to still, you know, indulge if I needed to, just to kind of give myself less stress. But I was so much more intentional about what I was doing, mind, body, and diet.
You guys are so much kinder to yourselves than I am.
Well,
we weren't at first, I'm sure.
Tell us a little bit of hindsight, but I'm like, man, if I think back and I look at like how I moved through this, it was, that's gone. This is it. It was like, if you don't follow the rules, if you're not perfect at it, you're not doing good enough. Like, that's just me, recovering perfectionist slash. Yeah.
Wait a second. I have that too.
That's why I gave myself cheat days, is because I was like, I can't live in a land where it's a hard no. I'm like, well, it's a no Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
But I'm okay on Sunday. Like, I had to give myself space because I was like, I don't do well with that. Like, had to have a little space for me to mess up.
Yeah.
I needed like that comfort sometimes too. Mm-hmm. And like you were, you know, and I try not to do it too much, but there's still, you know, your comfort foods, your comfort TV, your comfort, you have to try to have grace with yourself, because in all of our conversations, I think as a team, there's still so much to be discovered. There's still so much that we could do. Like, I was even just the other day, like, I need to replace all my utensils to cook with. Like, I'm cooking in all these stainless steel pots and pans, but I'm using like a plastic or silicone like utensil, you know, like, and it's just like, that's when you have to start laughing at it, because, yeah, you know, I don't think there's going to be a perfect, I think is kind of what I try to, like what I tell myself. And there's going to be times where life be life in, and you have to have certain levers that you let, at least for me personally, that I have to allow to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I recoup it later. But there are certain things, and I would love to hear from everybody kind of like what their foundational, like what is the, like this, this is a yes.
No negotiations.
All the time. Yeah. The no negotiations. Like, and I think that's where, you know, a good starting place to kind of figure out what are those non-negotiables, because then when you're doing all these other things, you're not crashing as extreme as maybe you have in the past, because life, I mean, we're all living it right now. Like, it's not a easy thing to wake up and do every day. And then you're like, oh, and now I have to be this perfect holistic health, like, it's like human. Yeah. It's just some days, you know, especially with kids. I would love to hear on the, like with parents, like I do not have kids, but I could see myself like every once in a while, I'd be like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, you have like, to. I do. You know, they want an Oreo like once a year. They can have an Oreo.
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Also, you can create some like things that they'll have to recover from later if you're too strict about these things, right? Yeah. I think, Christina, when you were saying like, what's your non-negotiable, of course, I wanted to be like, oh, I always have to like go for a walk. Like, that helps me no matter what. Mm. But even more than that, my non-negotiable is this, like, I'm like, how do I say this? It's almost like just a way of being, which is everything with intention. Like, I let my kids have apple pie for breakfast this morning. Do I do that every day? No, but it's so fun for them to have apple pie sometimes. And it's like, I was intentional about that.
Because that's good for your mind.
Yeah. That I was making that choice. What would you say?
I said, because that's really good for your mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure like it's probably just makes them happy.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, a memory. It's a memory for sure. Yeah. For that, you know?
Yeah. And I think I just apply that to myself too. Like, I don't necessarily in any given day say, like, you can do this today, you can't do this today. I just am like, how am I showing up today? What do I need today? And even if it's something that's like bad, which I don't need, I'm putting it in quotes because I don't even think I believe in that. It's just like, how am I being intentional about this thing? Am I like, am I having awareness, or am I doing something from like my unconscious place? And if so, I want to kind of get curious about that, right? I don't have to judge anything as being not good for me, because maybe taking a whole day just to sleep is good for me, you know? And that's okay.
Well, good and bad. That's I mean, we definitely label things in those categories. And I love that, because as soon as you think something's bad, for me, the word lazy followed me a lot, like a lot of the times, like when I wasn't doing everything, you know, in my power, because I have a little bit of time, I felt lazy. And then as soon as you feel that way, then that can spiral and becomes something else of its own. And I had to work really hard to like just take that word out of my vocabulary. Like I just don't even say it anymore. And so yeah, I love that, like bad, like what is bad? Like I mean, like when it comes to just as long as you're intentional,
yeah,
and you consider these things and you take a moment, you take a pause, and because sometimes you don't even have that moment, but if you do that, you know, every once in a while, I think there's a shift that happens.
Well, just I would bet we would all second. Say that we each have something that's bad, but we probably don't all agree.
Yeah.
Like, you know, certain things that I think we all are like, ooh, that's, I'm not doing that. But like, maybe you will, or maybe, and that's where I think a lot of the judgment comes in, is because people are like, oh my God, do not do that. And you're like, well, I mean, you could, but it's not a matter of, I think that's where we all have, it's perspective at that point, you know, and then you have, well, what is really important to me?
Yeah.
But then not pushing it on everybody else, but maybe helping with the education and the space.
Yeah, it's funny, like when I think about like, it's a very slippery slope for me, candidly. Like the perfectionist is strong within this one. And she wants to get an A+. On her gravestone, apparently. I'm like, who are we doing A pluses?
Carrie, you just, when you cross over, you want your spirit guides to be like, A+.
Good job.
Well,
you did
done.
Good.
I do. That is the.
They want to be intrinsically
motivated. How do we give that to her now?
I was to say, I can give you an A+ right now.
Already.
Because first you're, half. You're already living it.
First half, you're doing great.
Right. But it's funny, but it's like a real thing that I have to like keep really front and center. Right. And the question that feels most important to me to keep me there and not go where I could very easily go is like, who's giving me this grade? Right. Because it's just me, which means yes. The influencer that I follow that says that yada, yada, yada is now bad for me, even though I've been doing it for 30 years and I've changed everything else. And she doesn't know that about me. Like, she's not giving me a grade. She's not coming into my closet and saying, your leggings are still made of plastic.
Oh, I know that one. Yep.
That's so hard.
Oh,
and,
I haven't even gone down that one yet.
Here's your confirmation.
Oh,
yeah, I don't even know about that right now. I don't think I can know about
that.
Okay. Yeah, don't tell me.
Yeah, unknow it, because once you know it.
Once you do it, yep. We've discussed that. We're going to put a disclaimer on the front of these episodes. It's like, warning, rabbit holes ahead. Mm-hmm. Enter at your own risk, because once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
I will do that all the time. As soon as I hear that someone's going to tell me to do something I don't want to do, I'm like, turn that one off. Turn it off. Don't want to do it.
Subscribe.
That's a good use of
time. Today.
With the knowledge and with the new clothing that I'm buying.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Right. But I get into like if I just change all my clothing, all things will be better. And it's like, that's not true. That's not really real. Like, sure, maybe something.
Also, leggings are very comfortable and they make me feel good.
And I have explored and I have great recommendations for non-plastic leggings. I do
Yeah,
have
they
that
really
because
have
I have
plastic
gone
in them?
down the
Put them
rabbit
in the, yep.
Have
hole.
leggings
Have
have
that in the show
plastic
notes.
in them?
I need
I
those
usually still have a little
too.
bit of plastic carry, so I'm very curious what you're going to come up with.
Okay, I have some good ones. I have,
Okay.
trust me, because this is.
This is a rabbit hole I've been exploring.
Yeah,
Sorry.
but Carrie, you are always really good at knowing like products and things to recommend to us. But I really understand what you're saying too. It can drive you crazy. Like if you, that's what I'm hearing you say. Like it could
Yeah.
just send you down a path that is really intense, even if we all benefit from
Yes.
your knowledge at the
Yes.
end of the day.
Like I think there was one time, speaking of mental health, that I had to say to my husband, when I'm like this, things are not good on the inside. Like this is me. He's like, but you feel like you're really efficient, like you're moving through the day really like step to step. I'm like, when it's like this is not good.
Yeah.
But on the outside, you're right. It does kind of manifest that way. And I know that there's a lot of good from the crazy rabbit holes that I've been down. And it's a slippery slope for me. So I have to be like really, really conscious of like who's giving me the grade, right? And so that I can give myself latitude. I can say this is okay. I cannot hold that, the irony of like that being a boundary that I can hold. And yet so many other boundaries I'm incapable of holding is like for a whole nother episode. But
I love that I
well.
had like this opposite conversation yesterday with my husband, where I was like, and actually it was really funny because the furnace guy was here fixing the furnace. And so someone was behind me and I just started talking to them. Turns out, of course, it was the furnace guy. And I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, it looks like I just had a really chill 2 hours with the baby, like feeding and sleeping on me and reading my book. But pretty much that whole time, I'm waiting for this to be over so that I can get to my stuff today. Like I'm sure I looked really chill, but I need to get to my stuff because he was like already getting in the zone of like, oh, I'm gonna go make hot dogs and like then I'm gonna mow the lawn. And I was like, no, you're gonna watch the baby because I haven't done any of my stuff yet. Like this chillness is not for real. This was like temporary moment and now it's over.
I think that's a part of like our own health journey is learning how to speak up when we need that support and but also figuring out like sometimes I don't even know what I need. Sometimes I'm like, I'm hoping someone else will like tell me what I need, but sometimes even just saying I don't know what I need, but I'm feeling off, or so I just try to vocalize it more so that when, because I find when I'm quiet, that's
Worse,
that doesn't mean I'm like open to like just tell like giving me inf more information. It's probably I'm trying to figure something out in my head or I'm going through my list. So I try to at least say that so that when I'm quiet, you're not just coming up to me and like having a full-blown conversation when I'm not prepared for that, because that's when the defenses come up and it can like just it could create unnecessary tension when I'm just trying to, I don't, who knows what's in my head.
Oh, I know we have that in common. And it was like, I was so proud of myself that I was like, oh, you're not my husband. And then I had to go repeat this entire thing to my husband.
You
And I was like,
practiced. You
good
practiced, but I
husband.
did it.
Furnace
I was guy.
like, he still needs to know this entire thing. So
I'm
well, I
sure
feel
you
like I
helped
have
the
to do
furnace
that.
guy in some way. Maybe his wife is similar.
I know.
He's probably like, got it all day long, ma'am.
Yeah.
I feel like I do that with my kids a lot because I know, especially in the spaces they are in there, my anxiety gets so bad with them if they're traveling or they're doing something or they're, I know they're going out for the night or whatever. So I'll just be like, all right, listen, this is stressing me out. This is my fear. Even down to like what my non-negotiables are, I'll say, okay, this is stressing me out. I really feel like you need to know that, but like, go have fun. But like if you could just check it or just send a text or like even a poop emoji, I don't care. Just send something that you're alive and you're not in an Uber dead or something. Like I just communicate what's gonna like lose me sideways because then they won't know and their phone will die. They're in a perfectly safe space. Everything is fine. But they, I can't at that point, but I communicate ahead of time. And that's been helpful, especially with them being in college, because I don't want to be that like hovering. I don't want to be tracking. I don't want to be doing all the things. But I feel like the anxiety and then all the other stuff that comes with it, as long as I communicate ahead of time, I feel better. Because I'm like, okay, I told you where my crazy is coming from. So when the crazy comes out, you're like, all right, I'm ready for battle. Let's do this. Because yeah. she told me. So
I think that would have saved a lot of conversations with my mom yeah. growing oh. up. If she understood, because I don't even think she understood.
No.
She just was like nervous, you know, like, but yeah. she probably couldn't put into words. She probably wasn't really taught how to put things into yeah. words. And I think a lot of my reactions to my mom would have been different. Mm-hmm. So I love that actually. I'm sure your kids are probably still like, I'm fine, mom. But you know,
we call it proof of life. Different. So like, I'll always say I need proof of life. And so then when I go out, I'll be like, okay, I'm going out tonight. So if you need anything, and then they'll be like, proof of life. Where's proof of life? They'll do it back to me. And I'm like, that's not funny. And they're like, oh no, we want to know right now what you're doing in your life. And so it's been a good, you that's know, good. It, but I feel like the communication was the biggest part. Cause I was like, I don't want to be a nightmare to them. It, like I'm sure with your husband too. You're like, I don't want to be a nightmare and be like, I want to go do this today, but I can't cause you didn't read my mind. Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to be the psychopath. So just like, here's where I'm at. Please right. let me know that you're alive and not dead in the back of an Uber so that I can not have to watch Lifetime when I go to bed.
My husband always does that, like where, you know, if he gets off a plane, he'll text his mom like immediately,
yeah.
be like, I'm still alive. And it used to annoy me so much. And now that I'm a parent, I'm like, I hope I still have that when my kids are
grown. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a non-negotiable in my house. It's like, if yeah. you're in the flight...
Yeah.
I need to know yeah. landing.
It's funny because I think about that, like, even with my parents, that I'm like, every once in a while, I'm like, just haven't heard from you guys in a while. Assume that everything's okay. But, like, you just have your kids up to be able to, like, help you eventually be like, yes, still alive over here, still doing it. Because it's a real thing on the, like,
yeah.
parenting mm-hmm. up rather than parenting down or sideways or in. I don't know, I'm parenting in all directions these days.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, but I also think there's a space where, like, when you decide to live a holistic life and you're like, okay, not just like the mind, the body, the soul, everything, when you decide that, you kind of are like hoping that everybody will accept it, but they don't really know, and they don't know what you're doing, and they don't really know how to handle it. I think it's like when someone decides they're not drinking anymore and you're a social person, and then it becomes this awkward, you're like, no, I'm still fun. I yeah. can still do things. But I think there's like that conversation of just saying, hey, I'm going to not do this. I'm going to not do that. This is my things I'm going to try to do. I would love to, you know, if you want to talk about it, great. If not, then just ignore me when I don't order that or don't do this, you know? And I feel like that was so hard in the beginning. It's just to say, I'm not doing any of that or doing, but don't feel bad if you do, kind of thing.
And I think there's not enough conversations about it yep. because you feel like you have to explain yourself each mm-hmm. time. And sometimes you might even be explaining yourself without them asking, but you feel like you need to once
yeah.
you're kind of viewing yourself from somebody else's perspective. Yeah. And I think the like not drinking is a great example. Like if you go out and like, you're like, oh, no, I'm good. And then all of a sudden everybody has all these questions for you because it's just not the norm. Not that it's
yeah.
bad. Yeah. Like it's like, you know, like it's not,
what
it's
happened?
Just, yeah. it's just like, you know, it's there, you know, it's what you have chosen to do for your life in that moment. And there's a, like, you know, we can go down a rabbit hole about mm-hmm. that as well. But I think that's, you know, I don't really talk about it with certain groups of people yeah. because I feel like then I would have to explain myself, and then I'm hearing myself, and I'm like, okay, now I don't even know how to describe this. I just feel better. Like I'm doing all of this because it makes me feel
yeah.
better. But I think, you know, I'm hoping the reason that we're all here is we want more people to talk about this. We want there to be more conversation around it. But yeah, that is really interesting. I kind of just keep, like, I have groups that understand it and groups that just, they think I'm like, you know, silly, or it's my fancy food or whatever they want to identify it as. But yeah, I think sometimes that's why we're quiet about it.
I want to jump in because I feel like I have a slightly different way of showing up these days. Not that I haven't done that in the past, because I have. But I think I reached a point where I was like, I just don't care anymore because this is like who I am, and take it or leave it. Like, I don't drink. If you're curious about that, we can talk about it. I'm probably going to talk about it anyway. And not that everyone has to show up that way, because I totally understand, Christina, what you're saying, right? Like, there are still a lot of people that won't get all of the things. I think one area where it still gets like, I have to catch myself is just like with my spiritual gifts or like, there's it's so fun to talk about people who are like in that talk with people who are in that world. And then sometimes it's like, ooh, should I bring this like vision up with these people? I don't know how I'm gonna receive that. But I think more and more, the more that like I've challenged myself just to be like, this is who I authentically am. And I'm just going to be that
I'm
version of
proud of
myself
it.
everywhere. And yeah, like for me, it's a maybe a little bit easier because something that's been coming up for me a lot in this conversation is just observing like how we're all obviously on the same page with our passion about this, but like how our own unique perspectives are so different, probably just related to like our own life experience, right? And conditioning and things like that. But yeah, I hope more people can just say like, this is who I am and this is the choice I'm making. And I guess one thing that helps me, I'd be curious how you guys feel about this, or I know Christina, I jumped in after you if this ever comes up for you in those moments where you're like, I'm gonna talk about this thing. I always am just like, I don't know what seed I'm planting right now, just by being myself and sharing this thing.
True. So
And it's
true.
not my job to make sure that I have to tell myself this because it is my job. Like, it's not my job to make sure that everybody like heals themselves or makes these choices. And I just don't, I can't know the ripple effect, right? When I just like say, this is something that I'm doing right now. So I feel
That's a
like I
good
just sound
point.
really passionate there, but it's been a journey for me to get to that place. I was not always able to do that. And so I just wanted to call
Yeah,
it.
I thank you for saying that because I think that was where I wanted us to like as we start to like wrap this episode, which is like how fast did that go? And also so many things that we can dig into in future episodes. But there is this like everybody's been speaking to it, this like we're counterculture or something. I don't know what the like thing is or where that comes from. And I think it is different for each of us or the different things that like feel that way versus others. Like I know Jeanette and I all have conversations and it's always so helpful to me because I'll say something and I'm like, God, that feels like really scary to say. And she's like, are you kidding me? That's the easy thing. This is the hard thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's so helpful to know that it's not weird to other people, but for me personally, it's always been about that. Like, how do I be passionate about how important this is to me without projecting judgment and also knowing it's not mine, but also it gets reflected back to me sometimes that way? That for me has been personally like really challenging because I think for whatever reason, it is still a little bit, it's just, it's.
Controversial.
What's that?
It feels controversial still, like a little bit when you're saying that. I always think that too. I'm
Like,
like,
why? Because I don't
clean?
want to put poison in my
Yeah.
body? I don't understand why that's weird.
Because it technically puts you on one side or the other, and that's the weird part about it, is because people don't really feel comfortable on, labeling one side. But you're like, wait, I just don't, my diet is different, or my body is different, or my mind. But yeah, I agree. It becomes where you either feel like you're pushing it on them, or you're feeling like you're an anomaly
Yeah.
that nobody understands.
Yeah.
The part that I keep thinking about is because we were already talking about like parents, or like, because I'm like, I want the best for you. And maybe the best is this holistic option. I'm like, maybe you should think about this. And they're like, well, my doctor didn't say that. And I'm like, well, another doctor might, but also like, maybe you should just look it up. Like,
Yeah.
maybe you could try it, see what happens.
Your own research.
And
I think,
that's where I get like the most hung up, because it's with people you care about. And obviously with my children, I get to make my own choices, which is great, but
I think parents'
Oof. Parents
whole conversation, because I have a lot to say when it
are.
comes to loving our parents and wanting the best for them, but also understanding like they accepting them for who they are and understanding their upbringing. But considering our upbringing and a lot of conversations, Carrie, that you've already had on this podcast is just our generation. I think a lot of the reason that we're even at this point is we question things. We don't just take things like, oh, it says it's good for me, or oh, this is whatever on the packaging, or like we question that a little bit more, or we feel like a little icky after we eat something and we're like, maybe, let me look into that. Like, why do I feel that way? So I just think that's a big part of why we're even able to have these conversations is because we just don't take things like as is, or like how, like, and even considering a lot of the food that we're eating now that we eat when we were younger is our has changed so much. So it's like, they have it in the same packaging, but it's different now. So I think without those questions, you'll just take, and I think that's why it becomes like controversial, because you're questioning these things that are being told to you, and people are like, whoa, whoa,
They don't like when you ask
why? You
questions.
just explained all my trauma. That was really good, Christina. That is it. It's
Very
like
good.
we have to be critical thinkers, and when you're a critical thinker, you're gonna
Now
push
you're a
back
conspiracy theorist.
on something, right?
Yes.
Just because I asked, like, I remember asking questions like when my kids were born, and I was like, well, what is this and why are we doing it? It's like, whoa. And I'm like, I feel like that's a reasonable question for me to ask. I just want to know why. It's tricky. Yeah, we definitely episodes on being a parent, being a child, and how we handle our parents in this age and stage of their lives as they continue to age, I think is really powerful. Any last thoughts before? I mean, I just like, can we have another hour? Okay, maybe this was ambitious to think that we could do 30 to 40 minutes of this conversation, but I think it's
We didn't
good.
get past question one.
I know. I told you, I was like, this is a lovely outline, but I don't think we're gonna get anywhere near all of
You
No,
know,
it's
I
good.
have one more thing coming up for me, which I just feel like what's so important in this whole journey is just to keep trusting yourself. Because look at us, like we're on the same team. We're like have the same vision, and we have such different life experiences and different things that we're focusing on. And there's just going to be so much information that everybody always gets. And so I think that coming back to your sort of like connection with yourself and your inner knowing always helps you navigate all of this. Because otherwise, you're not going to be the critical thinker, right? You're just going to be like, we do need to try things, but you're not going to be like anchored, I guess. And so that just feels really important.
But I also love your point earlier where you say you don't know what seed you're planting, because I'm always so nervous because I don't want to start any kind of conflict. I don't want to have any issues. I just want to have a nice time. Everything's fine. But you're right, like having that little tiny conversation, it could matter
Oh, I
big
love to
time.
just pop in there and then just like back off.
And
I'm like, they'll be thinking
you
about that
can leave
next
this
week.
right here.
Watch it
Great
grow.
plan. I like that.
It is fun when you see the seeds that you have planted intentionally or unintentionally start to grow in different ways. It's probably one of my favorite things ever is to see, oh, see, and that helps me remember I don't have to do it. I don't have to save the world. It's okay. It's gonna be okay.
We just have to work on our patience.
Yes. Or maybe
Oh,
that's just
I'm
me.
like,
Like, how long
that
is
was
that seed
so
going to
true,
grow? I
Amanda.
planted that seed a month ago, a day ago. It should already be
What are you doing?
growing. Have you watered it yet? Do you know it's
Do I need to say it again? But it can be helpful, Carrie, to your point. Like, it's not anybody's job to make sure that anybody has any sort of thing happen. Like, we just exist and we're authentic, and we touch people because of that. But I am a big believer if something's happening, it's like if that conversation's there or the opportunity's there, big believer in like that's what's supposed to be happening right now. So shoot your shot.
Yeah, lean in when you get the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's that practicing that voice and speaking up for it, that it is authentic to
Yeah.
us. It doesn't, I don't have to do anything. They don't
Yeah.
have to take anything. But if it's coming up for me, then I should be speaking it. Totally. Well, this was amazing. Thank you. I
So
can't wait
good.
to do more of these. This is great. And I'm so excited to have this as a new part of the Great Connect podcast. So if you enjoyed this conversation today, please share it with somebody else that can resonate with the complexities and the beauties and the intricacies of living with a holistic mindset. This is the Great Connect podcast with Carrie Allen, me, the host and founder of the Human Array. And we look forward to seeing you next time.